Okay, so we are on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on the second line. Says the Mishnah as follows: Hakiyoris vashivuya vashivcha sheniftu vishinizgaru vishinishtacharu nishtacharu pechusos midos shalosh shalem. So what are we talking about? Hakiyoris, a woman who was born not Jewish and converts to Judaism. A shivuya, a woman who was taken captive. Because what's the concern if she's, well, we'll see in each case. Vashivcha is a woman who was a non-Jewish maidservant. And then what happens? Niftu, they were redeemed. Niskaru, or they were converted. Vinishtacharu, and then were freed. Right? A shivcha who becomes freed, so she becomes, becomes a Jew. But all this happens, pechusos mibnos shaloshanim. This all happens less than 3 years and 1 day old. So what happens in that case? Ksubasa masayim, they get 200 zuz. V'yish lahen tainus basulim. And then if they, there's an expectation that they have basulim. If they don't, then the man can make the tain against them. But the point being that all these women otherwise, if they weren't, you know, we're talking about all this happens to them when they're less than 3 years and 1 day. Why? Because we mentioned this idea before, that the Gemara assumes always that that a girl who's less than 3 years and 1 day, when she loses her basulim, they will regenerate. You know, when she becomes older than 3 years and 1 day. So the point being that all these women, right, a giyores, for example, who was in her 20s. So the assumption, presumably, right, we don't even know that she was a basula, not a basula. But the point is that there's an assumption that she's not a basula, right? A shvuya, same thing. There would be an assumption that she's captured, that someone might have had tashmish with her. And the shivcha as well, it's not a Jewish woman, there's an assumption that she's not a basula. So all those women, we're going to see how that'll apply later, not in this Gemara. You know, if they're not younger than 3 years in 1 day, the assumption is, that the implication of the Mishnah is that they would, you know, get a ksuba of only 100, not 200, to be treated like a non-basula. The point is, if this happens when they're less than 3 years in 1 day, so then by the time they are already Jews, right, so now it's as if, in a certain sense, that all these things happen when they were, you know, they were born, you know, Jewish in a certain sense. They were born, or they're considered like a basula still, and that's why they get a ksuba of 200, and they have tainus basula. And tainus basula is not a wonderful thing to have. It means that the man who marries them, you know, if he finds she doesn't have basula, he can be upset that she doesn't, because he could expect to find basula in that case. Okay, so
there's like lack of parallel construction. Like the nouns don't seem to align.
A lot of the Mishnah is like this, yeah. We're going to see. The one we just read before, and the one coming up also, yeah, is a little bit like, yeah. But what bothers you about it? What do you mean?
Normally there's a reason. Like
well, they're all Giyorah, Shavuya, Shifcha, all those women are women who you would expect to not have basula. Giyorah is because she's not a Jewish woman, so the expectation is that she's, you know, not careful. A shvuya is a woman who is taken captive, and there's an assumption that she's going to lose the basulim. And a shivcha, same thing, she's not Jewish. Yeah.
Right, but I guess just the giyores is not, like, the verb is then the second one. But, it's just not aligning, right?
Normally, the order of 1, 2, 3,
right,
what they were doesn't match the order of the...
Sheniftu, Fashinish guy. Well, I think it's because the giyores and the shvuya, nothing, they're just giyores and shvuya, right? And the shivcha is the one who has to be niftu, nishtaru, nishtaru, nishtachru. Right, that's all happening. That's all shivcha. Yeah. That's all shivcha. Because the giyores already was misgayer. The shvuya is already Jewish from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So it's only the shivcha that has this process happen to her.
But wouldn't you have thought, like, the giyores would have said, like, why is the first one getting, you know, why isn't that verb...
We have to see. Pechusos mi b'no shaloshanim. L'chor refers to all of them. We'll have to see. But l'chor that applies to all of them.
Right,
but the
giyores is not going to be niftu.
Correct. No, but it's hakiyores, hashivuya, and then hashivcha sheniftu v'shiniskaru v'nishtacharu. That's all about the shivcha, and all of them pechusos b'no shaloshanim v'yomecha ksubas amasayim, etc.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a technical point.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, so...
Our scroll says that the Ritva has John's
read note 4.
Ah, okay, there you go.
There you go, John.
IA note 4 in the Arch Scroll. There you go. Perfect. Okay, good. So I have to look there also. Okay. So Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, Ger Katan Matbil Moso Adas Bezin. Ready? Another Shas topic. Right? What happens if a child is converted while they are a child, a katan? They don't have das, right, to decide, to choose to become Jewish. So what happens?
A boy? Could be either.
It could be either, yeah. Lav dafka, boy. Okay. But ger katan mevil no saw das bezdin, that a ger katan, a child who becomes a Jew, right, who converts, can be put in the mikvah al das bezdin. Point being that they don't have their own das. And the truth is al das bezdin, here that Rashi assumes this means even Vashtis, I'll look at Rashi, the first Rashi in the last wide line. Im ein lo, on the top at least. Im ein lo a vi'imo, im ein lo a vi'imo haviyasalik zgayer, right? He doesn't have a father, and his mother brought him to be begayer. But the point is that Bezdin will do what? Bilin, the ein lo chagir below milavat tefillah. You obviously have to have tefillah in the mikvah for a Gear, why did he say Ma'an also? Because it's for a girl, obviously there won't be a Mila. But the point is that a Gear Katan, Bezdin can put him in the mikvah, basically. Okay, so Marsh says, Ma'akam Ashlan, why is that a Chiddush? The Zechusulo. What do you mean? Coming Jewish is a wonderful Zechus. And we have a rule in general, another Shas topic, Zachin la'adam shal b'fanav, right? That I can create a Zechus for somebody even if they're not present, right? I know that already. So that's Tanina Zachin la'adam shal b'fanav ein chavin la'adam el b'fanav shal b'fanav, right? Meaning, why is it a chiddush? Right? We have a rule that you can make a zechus for somebody if they're not there. You can't, but you can't create a chov for somebody if they're not there. Right? What's the there's lots of classic examples of this, but I'll give you a classic example.
What does that mean? Why is that a chiddush? Because the base thing.
Being a Jewish person is that of course I could do it for him. Meaning what are you teaching me? Not teaching me anything new, because I know already if a bar mitzvah boy is having his bar mitzvah, right? Yeah. And let's assume you're in a shul where you're going to give the bar mitzvah boy a gift on Shabbos, right? This rule, you can't give someone a gift on Shabbos. So what do we do? So when I was a kid and I was working in the shul and I was the mashgiach on Shabbos, in the kitchen in the shul. So what would the rabbi do? Every Arab Shabbos, he'd be like, "Rabbi, he said, ready to do me a favor, pick up the kiddush cup on behalf of the bar mitzvah boy." Why am I doing that? Because he doesn't want to do a kinyan on Shabbos. So how can I do that? The answer is, I can pick it up for him and be zoch on his behalf. Why? Zachan la'adam shal b'fanav. I can make a zechus for him. He has no idea it's happening. It doesn't make a difference. I can pick something up on his behalf. Why? Because it's a zechus for him. So he doesn't know about it. Who cares? He doesn't know about it. I can do it without his knowledge. So same thing here. Okay. Since becoming a Jew is such a big zechus, right? This kid is it's 4 years old. He doesn't know what's going on. It doesn't matter. Zachan la'adam shal b'fanav. You put him in the mikvah and he becomes Jewish. And Shkoyach was so happy for you, Mazel Tov. He says, what do you mean Mazel Tov? They said, you became Jewish, right? And they did it for him, even though he has no idea. So what's the Chiddush of the Gemara telling me, Zachan la'adam shal b'fanav, if in the end of the day, becoming a Jew is a Zechus? So answer the Gemara, Ma'od, the same amount, but what might I have thought? Ovid kochavim b'fgeira nichalei. What do you mean it's a Zechus to be a Jew? There's a lot of responsibilities to be a Jew, right? And a non-Jew, and Ovid kochavim prefers his hefkeiros, meaning his ability to do basically whatever he would like, right? The hakaimelon, because we paskin, the Eved Vadai Behefkeira Nichlei. We're talking about an Eved, and the question of Eved becoming a Jew, right? The Eved much prefers to remain a non-Jew. Why? Because he's Behefkeira Nichlei. Specifically, the Rashi points out what's Behefkeira Nichlei. Look at Rashi. Mao Desema Ovi Kochavim Behefkeira Nichlei. Why? V'chov Hulo Ve'ein Adam Nase Shliach La'adam Lo Chavaso. Right? Shalom B'fano. I can't be a Shliach to do something for somebody that is worse for them, right? It's taking on a new responsibility that they don't want. Klomar shalom midato v'katan la bardeyahu, and the katan doesn't have any das, right, to make this decision. And continues Rashi, deha gabe evik haimalam b'per kama the gittin. We pass it in the Gemara in gittin. The vade b'efkera nichalei. Why? Noach lo liyos evid v'imuter b'hefker zimas hashvachos. Right, the evik can have relationships with any woman that he'd like. Right, mi yos ben chorin liyos mutter b'vatshav. If you make him a free man, Ekanani, he becomes now a Jew, right, full-fledged Jew, and he's only mutter b'vatshav Israel. Now he's got to be much more careful what he does. God doesn't want that. He lives a happy life. Leave him alone. Right, now you got to give him all these requirements, all these mitzvos. Yeah, but it's also all these chiyuvim and all these averos. And maybe an Eved doesn't want that. And in fact, the Gemara assumes that he doesn't want that, right? So we can't make the assumption that an Eved wants to become a Jew. Maybe he just wants to remain a non-Jew. It's a lot simpler to be a non-Jew. So what do you mean, Zachan l'olam shal b'fanav? Right? So meaning, why do we mention this idea, right? would say that a ger katan, you can put him in mikvah in al das bezdin, because what might I have thought? I might think that an ovik chavim refers to be a non-Jew, right? So if that's true, right? So the answer to the Gemara, kamash malon, the honey, first word in the line, kuf mem lamed, kamash malon, the honey mile gadol. Right, so where is it that we assume that the non-Jew wants to remain non-Jewish when this is happening when he's an adult? The Tam di Surah. He knows what it's like to have the freedom to do whatever he likes, to eat whatever he wants, to be with whoever to have relationships with whoever he wants, etc. Avakatan zechusul, Avakatan doesn't know the difference. He's 4-year-old kid. He doesn't know. He never went to McDonald's. He never had a relationship with a woman. He doesn't know what this is like, so he doesn't care. So for him, he gets all the zechuyos of being a Jew. And he doesn't, and that's what he wants because he doesn't know what it's like to live the life of Hefkerus. And that's why that's the chiddush, right? That ger katan as opposed to a ger gadol, where we would not do that without his, you know, without his knowledge, obviously. Okay. So it says Gemara Levim Mesayle. So maybe I have a proof for you. Hagiyores, and what's the proof? Why did we bring this up? The proof is maybe our Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah, because our Mishnah said Hagiyares Vashvuya Vashivcha Shenifdu Vashinishkayru Vashinishakru Bchos Milshalshanim V'Yomechad. Right, we refer to all these women. Right, and all these women, they get 200 zuz in their ksuba, etc. So who are we talking about? My love that Belinu Adas Bezdin. So who are these girls? They're all 3 years. They're all these things. You know, they became a Giyores. You know, less than 3 years in one day. So it must be that they were converted al das bezdin. Gemara says, you know, and there, meaning the point being, how do they even exist? These categories, these women, these girls. So the answer is the only way they can exist is if someone else is converting them. They don't have the das to convert, so it must be someone else is converting them. Oh, so you see that's great proof that mabil no so das bezdin. Gemara says, lo, no, that's not true. Hacha ma'askinan begershin is gairu banav ubanosav imo. Now this is a case of an adult who converts, and when the adult converts, what do they want to do? They want to convert their children too. It'd be very strange for them to be Jewish and their children are not Jewish. So it's an adult who's converting. He has a 2-year-old daughter. So what does he do? He converts her also, right? That's not Adas Bezdin. And why is that not just like a just a stam regular sechus? Why the nichalu b'mayda avid avuhon? Because in this case, you know she wants to convert with him. Why? Because she wants to do what her father does. Right? She's going to want to be like her dad. She doesn't want to be different from her father. So in that case, it's not this chiddush of zachal al mishav fun of, you know, maybe it would be a chov, maybe it wouldn't be. Here it's for sure zechus. There's no question because she wants to live life like her father. And maybe that's why. That's why at least. Don't tell me that this Mishnah is a proof to the concept, because I could have made the argument that this case is a little different. It's when her parents are converting, and therefore she wants to be the same as them.
In your case, it's not the parents are converting.
The point being is, even if it could even be a case where the parents are not converting. Let's say a kid who was off the street and or at least Rashi points out there's a difference maybe between the father and the mother. Maybe only the mother is converted, not the father. You know, but here it's presumably where the father is converting also, in which case, you know, the assumption is the child would want to be like the father, and there's no reason.
In the Mishnah case.
Right, yeah. Right. And that's why at least you can't have a definitive proof, okay. Right, the other direction. Okay, so Amr of Yosef, higdilu yechol imichos, very important halacha, right? Rav Yosef says that if you convert a child to be a ger, what happens when they become a bar bas mitzvah, they can refuse. They can say, it's very nice that you made me Jewish now, until now. I don't want to be Jewish anymore. I'm not interested, right? So Rashi says, look at Rashi right across the way. Yechol nimchos v'lomar, yiv shinu liyos geirim. I don't want to be Jewish. V'chozun l'surun. They can go back to acting as a non-Jew. V'ein lanu la'anshem v'bezdin. We shouldn't punish them. V'afil yadenu takifa, even if the Jewish people are strong. V'im kidesh isha, mishemichan. If he goes ahead and he's mekayesh a woman, after he already decided he's not being Jewish, ein yitzricha get. No, he's not Jewish at all. Okay, so the Rav Yosef says when he gets older, he can decide that he's not going to be Jewish anymore. Okay, so Eisvei, the Gemara says, whoa, not so fast. Eisvei Abaye, Hagiyores, from our Mishnah. Hagiyores, Vashuya, Vashivcha, Vashinishdu, Vashinishgayru, Vashinishdachru, Pchuzos, Bnos, Shalashanim, Vyamechad, Ksubas, and Masayim. Right, we said these are children, right? These are all children. Young girls who were less than 3 years old when they convert, and their ksuba they get is for 200 zuz. And if you say you're going to give her a ksuba now when she's, you know, 3 years old or 4 years old or whatever she is, she did, all these things happened to her when she was less than three, but now she's still a katana, and you're going to give her her ksuba, and when she gets older, she can refuse to be Jewish. Yavidin la ksuba. The Azlava Achla Begusa, you give her a ksuba, then when she gets older, she'll be able to, you know, use it up while she's not Jewish anymore. And that we're gonna do. Rabbi says, no, lachigala, you're only gonna give the ksuba once she gets older. Meaning no matter when they get divorced, you hold it. Let's say they get divorced when she's 8 years old. So when she turns 12, so Mazel Tov, you get the ksuba also. That's what she's gonna get that time. Gemara says, "Lachi gadla nami memachiv nafka." Gemara says, "Yeah, but when she gets older, she can still now change her mind and become now Jewish." Mm-hmm. So the answer to the Gemara, "No, kaven she gdila sha'achas v'lo michasa shuv eni yachal limchos." No, that's not true. Once she gets to the age of bat mitzvah and she decides that she doesn't refuse being Jewish, so then she can no longer refuse it anymore. It's a big discussion in the Achronim, you know, in Yishonim and in Achronim, what moment that is. Right, what does that mean? Like, how much time does she get? Right? If she's waits till Shkia, the night before Bar Mitzvah, and the moment Shkia comes, if she doesn't say something, it's over. And the kashya is like this: if she's not, when is she supposed to refuse? If it's before she becomes 12, she's a katana, she can't refuse. If the moment she becomes a katana, a gedola, she can't refuse anymore because now she's a gedola. Well, now she can't refuse anymore. So the answer is something Rishonim say. It's that Rashi even points out. Tosis even points out. Lechi gadla. Look at Tosus says lechi gadla. It's like the second from the bottom. Tosus v'im tomer v'alo kvar gedola hi. Right? She hinaira. She's already a gedola. Kevin she bas kanas. Umefarsh read lechi gadla v'nahag minhag ya yehudis. And some of the other Rishonim says as well. It's once she reaches a certain age and she does something that shows that she wants to stay Jewish. If she would do nothing, right? As long as she hasn't done some type of maisa of being a Jew, so then she still has that chance to change her mind. So there is like this, a certain time period where she still gets to make a choice to decide whether she wants to stay a Jew or she can technically say, I'm not interested anymore. And that's the point here. But it's a point actually in general, but we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow. Okay.